the University of Regina.
The University of Regina was a key stop on Akeem Hicks' unique path to the NFL.
You know the dab? Show me. Ooh!
He was back on campus this summer for the first time in 4 years, coaching an NFL Play 60 event.
It's a little bit warmer than I remember, but it's a good time of year. We're doing this Play 60 camp, and I coached a couple teams out here when I went to school here, so it's exciting.
Going to school at the University of Regina was not part of Akeem's original plan to make it to the NFL. After being a top-rated junior college player at Sacramento City College in his first year, Akeem transferred to LSU. But recruiting violations made him ineligible to play. Just like that, football was taken away.
I didn't feel like it was over, but I just felt like I was getting blocked, and there was a door that was closed, and I had to find a way around it. DirecTV welcomed me in for a little bit in between that little hiatus that I had of football, and worked there in Colorado Springs for about 8 months to a year.
So what were you doing at DirecTV?
I was on the phone selling the NFL Sunday ticket.
As he was selling the NFL Sunday ticket, Akeem never lost the motivation to one day appear on those customers' TVs.
Through my mentor, the little Canadian coach came down to Colorado Springs, and he said, I'd love for you to play for my team. And my options at that point were either enter the NFL draft early, play for the Argonauts, who had my American rights or Canadian rights, and or play for the University of Regina Rams. And I wanted to finish school. I wanted to go back to school, and it was important to me, and I felt like if I took that opportunity, that good would come from it.
So Akeem packed his bags and drove 1,000 miles due north to Regina, Saskatchewan.
He drove up here, and he said, hey, what are all those little stands with the plug-ins? And we go, that's where you have to plug in your car in the winter. And he goes, like, what are you talking about? Like, it gets cold here, man. This is not Louisiana. This is not California. This is Saskatchewan. And, you have to plug your car in.
That's what I'm talking about. Finish.
What's your best memory at the university here?
My best memory? I got to say my best memory coming to my mind right now, I would say having chicken broth and hot chocolate during a negative 28 practice back there in that little room over there.
All sorts of memories come flooding back as Akeem revisits his old campus.
The old locker, now Mr. Wow. Bryce McKinnon holds it. And I talked to him earlier, and he said he's going to take care of it, so
really?
I'm excited.
Good.
Yeah,
but
just being in here is like nostalgic.
I bet.
What did you see that stood out in Akeem?
Well, it's pretty easy if you're a football coach. When you look at him, what stands out is like 6'6", 300 pounds, that kind of thing. Yeah, you know what was really impressive, though, as much as anything, is just his maturity, how he attracts people. And we did some great things here when he was here with some young kids. As much as physically he was a presence, certainly in terms of his character, he was very much a presence.
Akeem's physical presence brought him 42 tackles and 6.5 sacks in his second year at the University of Regina. He had opportunities to be drafted by the United Football League, but always decided to stay in school.
It was important to me because my dad always told me that to have a plan B, to have something, even if you have it, you know, the things that you really want and the things that you aspire to do, you always want to make sure that you're taken care of. And for me, education was that plan B.
What did you actually major in?
Okay, I majored in business marketing.
Now Akeem's business is the Chicago Bears, but he'll never forget the opportunity given to him in the capital city of Saskatchewan.
It was what gave me my chance. I don't think that if I hadn't decided to go to the University of Regina that I would ever have the opportunity to play in the NFL. They welcomed me in with open arms, and I'll forever be thankful to them for that.
I miss it. There's nothing like it. Yep.
You know, Spice, I think my favorite part about Akeem's story is the fact that he was selling the NFL Sunday ticket for DirecTV, and then here he is playing in the NFL.
Can you imagine if he wasn't doing that on the phone? Like if he just showed up at your house, knocked on your door, and said, hey, look, you're going to get this NFL Sunday ticket whether you like it or not. Like,
he was probably pretty successful.
I'm sure his success rate was over 100%.
I'm sure it was.